AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Rain is in the forecast for later today in Texas.
Almost all of our lakes are full, and they're at capacity. More rain coming is going to cause more problems down the road.
Texas Emergency Management Director Nim Kidd says there's a lot to worry about. There's a search for 8 people missing during flooding along the Blanco River in central Texas. 4 people have died. Flooding in Texas and Oklahoma are blamed for at least 21 deaths. During a tour of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, President Obama said global warming means America needs to be ready for increasing storm damage.
The best climate scientists in the world are telling us that extreme weather events, like hurricanes, are likely to become more powerful. When you combine stronger storms with rising seas, that's a recipe for more devastating floods.
Sepp Blatter is resisting calls to resign as the leader of FIFA.
Football, the fans, the players, the club, the world deserve so much more, and we must respond.
Blatter is deflecting blame for the massive bribery and corruption scandal engulfing soccer's world governing body. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. needs to fine-tune the U.S. strategy in Iraq after the fall of Ramadi to the Islamic State group. He wants better training for Iraqis.
Training and equipment affect the effectiveness of the forces and therefore their ability to operate, their confidence in their ability to operate. So there's a direct relationship.
The leader of Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria says it has no plans to attack the West, but he's warning of retaliation if U.S.-led airstrikes continue to target his fighters in Syria. May has been the deadliest month in Baltimore in 15 years, 38 homicides so far. But arrests have dropped since the death in police custody of Freddie Gray. Nebraska is ending the nation's last ban on driving privileges for young people brought into the country illegally as children. This is AP Radio News. Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished down 36 points. The FBI is investigating the theft of taxpayer personal information from an IRS website.
The FBI says agents are working to determine the nature and scope of the matter, which involves the information of more than 100,000 taxpayers. The IRS commissioner says the information was stolen as part of a scheme to claim fraudulent tax refunds. 2 officials believe the thieves are based in Russia. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch has asked the IRS for a confidential briefing on the theft by the end of next week. A public hearing on the breach is set for Tuesday. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
After 5 seasons, the Chicago Bulls have fired their coach, Tom Thibodeau. This is Jim Paxson with the Bulls front office.
You have to have a situation where you're all pulling in the same direction.
Paxson says Thibodeau and management just didn't communicate well. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.